Chris Schutz is here. We're going to talk all about Carnival Cruise Line. It's going to be a great hour. New ships, new information. You want to phone in and brag on your experience with Carnival, feel free to hit the phone lines early and often at 866-391-1020. One of our favorite people, and Tracy's here too. No, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, my dear friend Tracy Edwards, what is your title? You were group travel for a long time. I know Marita's product development, but what is your title?
Managing Director of Travel.
Boy, that's pretty big. I never realized it is that big.
It's long, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
But you make a pretty good salary. Can you afford anything else other than Ohio State gear?
It's free. People know what to get me for Christmas, you know.
All right, talk to me real quick about Ohio State, and then I'll shut up. I have to ask you. They play Rutgers today.
Yeah.
This young guy who's not playing, how good is that guy?
He's the best player on the team. He'll probably be the – if you need a – the guy on defense, I think he's going to be the first round pick. He'll be the first one to go.
That's a pretty, I mean, he's a really talented player.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's going to be interesting next week. I'll be in Columbus.
Chase Young.
Yeah. I'll be at the Penn State game at the Shoe next week.
That's right. She's a Penn State fan.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll talk about
that.
Can you just keep her mic off?
No, turn it off now. That's going to be a big game.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, it'll be fun. And now Chase Young will be back for that game.
So
we'll
have like funny how things work out.
Oh, isn't that funny, huh? Isn't that great?
Yeah. Okay. It's okay, Chase. Just come back in a couple of weeks when we take on that team that they are, the Nittany Lions. Anyway, this is one of our favorite guests. All sorts of new product, all sorts of good information to get to. So I'm just going to get to you and Chris Schutz. So here we go.
Yeah, Rob, thank you very much. And to our listeners out there, we do have our special guest with us today. She has a big smile on her face. She's ready to go. Chris Schutz. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. And what is your title?
I am a business development director.
Yes. Yes. The BDD, huh?
Right. Yeah.
Yes. With Carnival Cruise Line. And we, folks, we have a lot of things to talk about today. Chris brought a bag full of things to share with us, but there's a lot of new things going on at Carnival with some new ships,
right.
Updated ships and things like that we'll be talking about. One of them is the Sunrise, right? And we're going to talk about a trip on that, one of our featured trip of the or cruise of the weeks. What's going on with the Sunrise?
So Sunrise was formerly Carnival Triumph, and she went through a $200 million dry dock.
That's huge.
Huge. So the entire ship was redone. She looks absolutely amazing. Her home port right now is Fort Lauderdale, but she will come back up to the Northeast in May, and she has a variety of itineraries. But what we added to her is the famous Guy Fieri's burgers, and those are included in the cost of the cruise. Everybody's favorite.
That's cool. That's awesome. That's huge.
Right. That really is huge.
Yeah, and it's nice to have that without any, you know, as they say, nickel and diming.
It's
already included in the cost. And there's so much more, right?
Right. There's so much more. We've added the Alchemy Bar. That's one of our luxury bars on board that really our mixologists are really into making those drinks and showing off the drinks. Lots of updated areas to eat, such as Cucina del Capitano. And all of the recipes are from our captain's mom's cooking.
Just say that again. What was that?
Cucina del Capitano.
I would just say that for no reason.
I do. You know. We think alike.
Even if it's right or wrong, you'd say it anyway,
know,
right?
It's impressive.
Yes. Yeah, so, better you than me on that one, because I butcher a lot of things up, so including names.
Right.
But I did mess yours up today. You know, but there's a lot of things, too, on the outdoors.
Yeah.
A lot of updates on there, too, right?
Yeah, so we have a whole new water park area. The ropes course, so that's a course that you can climb up on. You know, you're over the ship and the water, absolutely amazing. We have the dive-in movie theater. Nothing better like sitting out on the deck and watching a movie, listening to the ocean. I love that.
Yeah, and under the stars.
Right.
Yes, and the comfort there. I could use about 85 degrees right now, 80
right.
degrees.
Me
we
too.
Can use all that. But they, like you said, the live entertainment, the staterooms and suites were updated.
Yeah, they've all been updated as well. The ship just really looks absolutely amazing. When you walk on board, you walk into this beautiful atrium. There's a new coffee shop there. Looks like a little coffee bar area. The restaurants are amazing. And, you know, the food on Carnival is absolutely fantastic, including Carnival Sunrise. It's just, we really outdo ourselves.
Yeah, you know, we were talking yesterday a little bit. Talk about that in general as far as the average age on Carnival Cruise Line.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, do you know the average age by any chance?
35.
Nope, not even close. Actually, 47.
Oh, 47.
47
yeah.
years old. And we're really a multi-generational cruise line, so we're a value for family. And that really, you know, makes a big difference when people are booking their vacations.
Yeah, and I think the big key on that, 47,
mm-hmm.
what was the reputation, so-called reputation back in the day, right? A bunch of young people
right.
and everything. Well, guess what? 47-year-olds, you know, I'm 50, what am I? I don't know what I am, 56, whatever. We're the young people now, right?
Right, right.
So it's really shifting is
it
what
is.
The whole point of that, right?
There's really something on a carnival ship for everyone. We're all about choosing fun, and everybody's fun's a little bit different. So my fun's different than your fun, and there's something for everyone.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the first cruise of the week, and it's going to be on the Carnival Sunrise, and we have some great prices and a fantastic itinerary that Chris will be sharing with you as well.
We'll awesome. Get to all of that in just a couple of moments. If you want to chime in and join us on the program, it's 866-391-1020. Next hour, we're back in Open Talk for an hour, and then it'll be Jamie Dorley from Nutritional Frontiers and also Joe Messina from Messy Holistics. Weiner Wellness Week coming up on December the 7th through the 14th. Get Well Naturally, the Weiner Wellness Center program. We'll be discussing all of that and more today from 1 until 2. Rob Pratt Saturday rolls on. For this Saturday at KDKA Radio. All right, back at it. We're going to talk more about Carnival Cruise Lines right now with Chris and Tracy. Guys.
Yay, Rob. Thank you very much. And as you heard Chris talking about the updates, that $200 million renovation on the Carnival Sunrise. Well, we have a special departure. It's May 25th through June 3rd. This is a nine-night itinerary that includes Bermuda and the Bahamas. So that's a great mix, right, Chris?
Oh, I love this itinerary. So this is sailing from New York City, and it has a day at sea at the beginning, which is great because you can check out our ship and have so much fun. And then 2 days in Bermuda. Have you ever been to Bermuda, Tracy?
A few times, yes. And that's what's nice about this, too. It overnights.
Right.
And it allows you really the time to explore the island.
Right.
And at a very, very casual pace.
Exactly.
You know, even though that we have like the Bahamas and we go for a day or whatever, you have the time to do certain things. But in Bermuda, you're going to have a little extra. So you would have that time to go into town to shop right. if you want to, take the ferry over, whatever you want to do
yeah.
to explore, right?
It's one of my favorites. I've been there about 12 times and
yeah.
I'm ready to go back. But yeah, you get to do all that Horseshoe Bay, the pink sand. And then, of course, it goes to Half Moon Cay, which is our private island
yep.
owned by our sister company, Holland America. And that beach is amazing. It's really like baby powder, fine white sand.
Yeah.
You get off the ship. We include lunch right there on the beach. Lots of snorkeling and activities.
Yeah. When we talk about Horseshoe Bay, I've always said in past shows we talk about that. What do you see? The human nature is to go – you're going down – the road to the beach, right?
Right?
And everybody wants to plop right there, right at the entrance.
You're right.
Yeah, right? So
yes.
you got all the masses right there, right? And you got all this open beach down the way. But if you keep walking down to the other end, there's a little private coves in
yes.
there. And that's what people miss. And if you don't explore a little bit, you miss that beautiful, it's a great place for great photo ops,
right.
Selfies,
right.
whatever you want to do.
You're so right.
Yeah, and I walked down, you know, I just said, I just want to get away just to see what's going on down at this part of the beach many, many, many years ago. And it was a great find, and there was only maybe me and maybe two or three other couples that were there, and no one else. It was like no one, it's like the best kept secret.
It really is.
Well, the secret's out now, so if you go to Bermuda on this cruise on the Sunrise, that's one thing we'd recommend you to do.
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite things ever. And you're so right. Get away from the masses. Go over, relax. Lots of photo opportunity. I even did some rock climbing when I was there because there's those rocks and formations. So
you're a wild woman.
Well, I don't
yeah,
know about
you
that.
You do more than I do. I don't even do that. So good for you.
You should see me hike my lazy boy. I'm incredible.
That was you?
That was me.
Yeah, okay. All right. But anyhow.
Good day for me.
Departing on May 25th through June 3rd, we have a non-ocean view cabin starting from $1,211 per person. That is based on double occupancy. That includes all the port charges and taxes. And also there's a $75 per stateroom on board credit. With that, with the AAA vacations. And you also have a two-category upgrade opportunity, 50% reduced deposits. So as a AAA member, you can see what you the extra benefits, what you can save on this. But we also have a balcony cabin. And, Chris, goes without saying, you're in the cruise business. You've been in it for many, many, many years. balcony is the way to go. That's what our members say. When they come back, they don't go back to an ocean view or a non-ocean view stateroom, right?
Right.
You're seeing that everywhere.
When you can order room service and have breakfast on your balcony overlooking that blue water, who wants to be inside?
Yeah, in your private balcony,
right.
Chilling out, having breakfast in the morning or whatever you want to do, or
yep.
A nightcap or whatever the case might be. But we do have balcony staterooms starting at $1,411 per person. Again, that includes all the port charges, the taxes, and it's based on double occupancy. That's your accommodations for 9 nights. And you heard about some of the restaurants that are included in the price. So the food is included too. Specialty dining, certain restaurants, there's an extra fee for that. But it's worth it if you want to try to do that. Again, you get a $75 per stateroom onboard credit as well. Same inclusions. But I'll tell you what, we have a special for the KDK listeners today. You book a 7 night or longer Carnival cruise, Ocean View, a 7 night or longer Ocean View or higher stateroom or Carnival Cruise Line, and receive a hard shell carry-on piece of luggage, compliments of AAA, and this has a retail value of $100. And I'll tell you what, this is for new bookings with deposit only. Must book and deposit by this Tuesday, so you can call us today at 1-800-354-8761. Or visit one of our offices and make your reservation today and put a deposit down, and you'll be getting a hard shell carry-on piece of luggage. Again, if you want to make a decision today, but you're not pulling the trigger, you want to do it on Monday or Tuesday, you can do that. It's one piece of luggage per stateroom, and then the luggage will be shipped to you once the final payment has been received. So again, this is only advertised right here during this hour. Here on AAA Talking Travel, for you, the listener out there, give us a call, 1-800-354-8761, and you can get that luggage on top of that $75 shipboard credit per stateroom and the beautiful sunrise, right?
Right. And did you know that we have 24-hour pizza included in the price?
Oh, I know that.
I've had it for breakfast. I'm just saying.
Yes. The breakfast of champions, right?
Right.
What else do you do? You rock climb, you have pizza in the morning. What else? What
do
we got
here? I eat the ice cream. We have 24-hour ice cream, too, so I eat that in the morning, too. Why not, right?
You're on vacation.
Yeah, I think my wife just signed us up for a Carnival cruise right there. 24-hour ice cream.
Listen, we're having fun, but the bottom line is it's still the best value, biggest bang for your buck when it comes to traveling, right?
It really is.
It's the best buck, too. But, you know, as we talked about, too, it's various age groups, too.
Absolutely.
Whether it's families, just couples, older couples, there's something for everyone. And we're going to be talking about that. I'm a little early yet, but we're going to talk about the new ship, the Mardi Gras.
Right.
And we're going to reminisce a little bit because there was a Mardi Gras at one time back in 1972.
Wow.
But we're going to be talking about that. And this ship's a little bit different than the one in 1972, wouldn't you say?
A big difference, yeah.
The key word there, big.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about that. We have a special cruise of the week for you there, too, as well. But that's coming up. What else is going on, Chris? I mean, we got some other ships going on out on the West Coast.
Yeah, so currently we're a fleet of 26 fun ships, but starting next month we'll be 27 with Carnival Panorama. She's a 133,000-ton ship, and what her claim to fame is going to be, she's going to have a Sky Zone trampoline park on board. Isn't that cool?
That's wild. We're going to be talking about some other wild stuff, too. Carnival just seems like they're coming out with these new innovative things to do on board a cruise, and we're going to talk about the Mardi Gras, too, but this is unbelievable. So what is this? Give us a little bit of description.
So it's a trampoline park with even, like, the basketball court in there. We do the dodgeball, but it's where people can jump, kids can jump, adults can jump. I could probably only do it for about 10 minutes and I'd be done, but it's a really awesome feature. And the other thing that we just announced, it's only on Panorama out on the West Coast, is we're going to have Carnival Kitchen where people can take cooking classes.
Oh, that's cool.
Even like how to make sushi and all kinds of different things. So that's exclusive to that ship. She will sail out of Long Beach. So if anybody's looking for something different to do, get a flight out to L.A. and go to Puerto Vallarta, Cabo San Lucas, and Mazatlan.
So basically, yeah, Mexican Riviera cruise itinerary scheduled to be out of Long Beach.
Right.
California, too, as well. So that's great.
Yeah. We're excited to have her join the fleet.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of ships going on.
Yeah,
right
there
now.
Is.
Give us a little sneak peek on Mardi Gras, because we have just a little bit of time before our next break. How about a little sneak peek here before?
So Mardi Gras is going to be our largest ship that comes to the fleet, and she's actually going to be our first ship that is run on liquid natural gas. So she will be more fuel efficient. So that's one of her main things. But Mardi Gras, should I say the big... What's happening on that now?
You sure can. Could keep them around.
Okay.
Keep us around. Keep us suspense. You do want to do it.
On Mardi Gras, we are going to have the first ever roller coaster at sea. A roller coaster.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable, yeah.
So now, you know, we got the trampolines on one. You got all these great restaurants and
right.
so forth. And now we're going to have the roller coaster.
The roller coaster. It's called Bolt.
Bolt?
Yep.
Bolt. Oh, I thought we were Kennywood. I thought it was going to be Kennywood on
no.
Carnival now, right? But, no, that's great. And you know what? When we come back, we're about ready for a break here. But when we come back, we do have a cruise of the week for the Mardi Gras. We're going to talk a lot about Mardi Gras because there's so much more that this ship offers. And
right.
the roller coaster is the one big announcement.
Right.
But we have so much to talk
Lots
about.
More.
And we're going to do that when we come back after this break.
Sounds great, guys. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. Number to dial if you want to be on the program talking anything that's Carnival. It's 866-391-1020. Coming up just a couple of moments, back out to the KDK Radio Newsroom. Melinda Roeder working the news desk. We'll have the latest news headlines. Then we'll come back with Chris and Tracy. Next hour, we dive into some open talk, more on the Browns melee the other night at that wonderful place that is Cleveland. We're also going to be talking about this impeachment proceedings and what is next for the president and his administration. All of that still to come. Rob Pratt Saturday today on KDKA Radio. Good morning. Looking at some visuals, man, you have to see it to believe it, what this wonderful cruise line has to offer Carnival. And Chris is here along with Tracy. We're going to get right back to some great information. Remember, 1-800-354-8761. If we're saying book it, call, get it done. Go ahead.
That's right. 1-800-354-8761 is the number. Or you can visit one of our many office locations near you as well. And we have Chris Schutz with us from Carnival Cruise Line. Chris, we're getting into the fun part now. Not that it wasn't fun for the first half hour. Now it's going to be even more fun. Mardi Gras, you mentioned you let the cat out of the bag. This ship has a roller coaster on board, and the Mardi Gras has so much more, right?
Right, absolutely. There's going to be six distinctive zones on board Mardi Gras, and although Mardi Gras is too big to actually go to New Orleans, we're bringing New Orleans on board, and we're going to have a French Quarter with a jazz cafe, and we just announced Emeril Lagasse is going to have his first ever restaurant at sea on board.
That's why that is great
right.
news.
That's
yes.
huge.
Yeah, that
yes.
is really good news. We'll also have Grand Central. That's going to be the atrium area, and there's going to be lots of activity going on. And I hope you're ready to play the Family Feud because we're bringing it on board.
You know, I think that's one of the things that caught my eye. Does that include Steve? Is Steve going to be there too?
No, I don't think so. But
yeah, we can't get him to run the show.
Maybe we'll see.
Yeah. You know, I saw that and I thought, you know, that what a fun thing to do. You know,
right.
there's a lot of activities on board cruises and various cruise lines. But I think I think everybody can relate to that.
Absolutely.
Because we all pretty much grew up with that.
Right.
And it's a pretty easy game to figure out. But I think right. that'd be fun to get everybody involved.
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun. We also have Lip Sync Battle on board.
Nice.
And that'll be on board Mardi Gras, too. That's a big popular. But we're going to have La Piazza. We talked about Cucina del Capitano, Rob's favorite there.
Yeah.
And, of course, our 24-hour pizza, the ultimate playground with the roller coaster, and there'll be a sports square there. You know, video games you can play up there. There's shuffleboard. There's all kinds of stuff happening at our sports square. The ropes course is going to be bigger than ever. We're also going to have street eats. So picture kind of a food truck concept on board, and every day the menu is going to change, and that's included in the price. And I love to say it's included in the price of your cruise.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing you do not do on the cruise is go hungry, right?
No, never. You're never going to go hungry.
Yes. Yeah, we were just talking about weight and everything, so you might want to lose a little before you go. Is that
right.
what you're saying, Chris?
Or just take the stairs. Don't use the elevator.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea, too. But I, like you said, there's so much more that's going on. I mean, the accommodations, too, I think There's some really good, neat things there, especially for the suite area.
Right.
Having a little private area for those and select suites, right?
Right. So we have a lot of different options on Mardi Gras. It's, you know, really going to change Carnival a lot. So we have our Havana cabins, and those have the exclusive area, the exclusive Havana pool area. But we're taking it a step further, and we're going to have the Excel suites. We'll have two captain suites that are 1,120 square feet. Is that amazing?
That's huge.
Yeah, that's really huge.
A lot of room.
But there'll be also suites that are starting out at 650 square feet. And what's really neat about Mardi Gras, too, is we have a new concept called Loft 19, where it'll be at the top of the ship. It'll be a very resort-style area. And anybody who's booked in the Excel suites will get first shot at renting cabanas. So we'll have cabanas that have a concierge service with food and beverage, chilled towels, you name it. When you rent them, you could rent them by the week or the day. So those Excel guests will have the first time that they could book them ahead of time.
Loft 19 for Excel, right?
Right.
For the Excel suites only?
And then if there's any that have not been booked by the Excel, then our guests who come on board who are not booked in them, then they can book them by the day or the week as well.
Right. So that area there is pretty much their area in that,
right,
for those in the suites.
Right.
And there's a bar there and the pool area, like you said. And I've had people have that experience. I personally have done that as well. And it is a really nice touch, you know, to have that. If you really want to not be around a lot of people,
right,
you know, in the pool area, the Lido area, whatever the case might be, this is an alternative to that, right?
Exactly. And let's not forget, we'll still have our area for adults only, Serenity adults only. That is also included in the cost of your cruise. It is for guests 21 and older, for guests who maybe want to chill, relax, not listen to the YMCA at the pool area where all the action's happening.
Right. Yeah,
so
that's good. You know, and a little bit, what about the itineraries, various itineraries for Mardi Gras?
So we're going to have a New York City sailing that will go from New York to Portland, Maine, and St. John, New Brunswick. So that'll be just one. And then she will reposition down to her home port of Port Canaveral, where we're looking at quite a few different options. But one that we're looking at is San Juan, Amber Cove in the Dominican Republic, and Grand Turk. And if you haven't been to Amber Cove, you're really missing out. So that's a Carnival area, so Carnival Corporation.
So tell us a little bit more why.
So
what's not to miss?
When you are docked there, you can get off the ship. There's a shopping area. There's a big pool that is included that you can use. There's water slides that I may have gone down about 20 times during that. There is a zip line that you can utilize. There is a charge for that. But I think it's $10 per child the entire day. We have over-the-water bungalows. With Amber Cove, if you want to go to the beach, you do have to take a taxi ride or a shore excursion.
Right. So well worth it, though.
Well worth it.
Yeah.
And then Grand Turk, keep in mind, that is another one of Carnival's private island areas. And when you walk off the ship, you can literally pretty much walk into the water. And there's a Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville there. There's a big pool area. There's shopping, and of course we have shore excursions, you know, for everyone, adventurous, walking shore excursions, you name it.
So you can say it's 5 o'clock somewhere?
All day long.
Well, that's great. And you know what? You just talked about the itinerary for our cruise of the week,
right,
on the Mardi Gras. The date on this one, as Chris mentioned, out of Port Canaveral, the Mardi Gras will depart on October 24th. This will go for 7 nights through October 31. This is obviously in 2020. And those great ports and those itineraries are a part of this. And again, we have Family Harbor. We talk about the Family Harbor Ocean View stateroom starting at $1,122 per person. That includes your accommodations for 7 nights, all the port charges and taxes. This is based on double occupancy. There's a $50 shipboard credit per stateroom that's included with that. We also have another Harbor, or Family Harbor, Ocean View Suite. starting at $1,752 per person based on double occupancy. And, again, it includes the same features for it as well. So the pricing on this, what we're sharing today, of course, airfare or, you know, in New York, we talked about the Sunrise. You can drive as well, but those are additional. But the pricing is just unbelievable with all the inclusions as well.
Right. And did you know that the Family Harbor, that offers exclusive access to our Family Harbor lounge area, where we have a continental breakfast. It makes it great for families to go and interact with other families. You often see kids playing video games or watching movies. Families are playing board games. Lots of fun stuff there, cookies and milk.
Yeah, so there's a lot, there's additional on top of everything else,
right,
that you normally would get on the cruise with the food and the access to some other areas,
right,
some private rooms, so to speak,
yep,
with your family and everything. The number to call is 1-800-354-8761. And if you just joined us, if you book a 7-night or longer Ocean View or higher stateroom on Carnival Cruise Line, any cruise, of 7 nights or longer, you can receive a hard shell carry-on piece of luggage, compliments of AAA. The retail value of the piece of luggage is $100. And, there's some restrictions, and they're pretty basic and easy. They're for new bookings with a deposit only. Must book and deposit by this Tuesday, November 19th. And it's one piece of luggage, per stateroom. And the luggage will be shipped, once final payment is received. It's a nice piece of luggage. I've seen it. I've touched it. I practically want to get one of these because they're real nice. It's a silver, gray looking, hard shell. So it's a very, very nice piece. Again, the number to call is 1-800-354-8761. If you want to see some information, please go to AAA.com/radio for some more information as well.
All right. Now, I share this on social media, but I'm not going to let you leave unless you talk about it on radio, too, what you and your family do to rescue these amazing animals. Just tell the audience about that, because this is a feel-good story that needs to be told. Chris Schutz.
Aw, you're so nice, Rob. I just love animals, and it just kind of happened. But growing up, I always had horses, and then I moved away. And, you know, when I moved back to my hometown area, my husband and I, we take in rescues. But the problem is we never give them, we never rehome them. They're just ours.
Sure.
So we have 3 horses. We have 2 donkeys, and one of my donkeys is actually blind. He gets around like nobody else. Like, he's amazing. And we have a pony. So, yeah, it's fun. If you are ever in my hometown area, it's interesting. Our whole town will say, hey, do you know where the Schutz live? Yeah, that's where the donkeys are.
Yeah, you're the only donkeys in town, right?
Right.
Yeah, and you put a lot of money, your own money, up on that.
Oh, yeah, it's
Chris,
all
you
us.
Tell me that. And I know you look at me and I look at you and I give you that hairy eyeball look on,
right,
are you out of your mind?
Right.
You know what you spend and so forth, but you truly do have your heart and soul into that. So I commend you for that.
Yeah, I'm lucky. And I'm lucky my parents have always been, you know, really supportive of that too.
Yeah.
So
when did this whole thing start with you, Chris?
I've had a horse.
Before you met your husband, or I mean, this has been like wanting to help animals your whole life?
I mean, yeah, my whole life. But really, our first rescue was 2 donkeys back in 2008. And I was married at the time. And yeah. And, you know, and we live close to my parents. And my dad said, how long does a donkey live? And I had to tell him 50 years. And he was like, oh, my goodness. But yeah.
That's
long
good.
Time.
Good stuff. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. One more segment with her. Then we're in Open Talk next hour. And then we wrap up our day today. Get well naturally between 1 and 2. Rob Pratt, Saturday, KDK Radio. All right, Chris Schutz is here, Carnival Cruise Line's Tracy Edwards. One more segment, so it is all yours.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm shifting, you know, gears here from donkeys. Now we're going to get back to Carnival. So, Chris, what else is going on? We were talking about what's new, the new ships coming
right
out and the refurbishment of the Sunrise. There's some other good news things going on pretty
right
much in our backyard here in Pittsburgh.
Right. So we have Carnival Pride that sails out of Baltimore every Sunday. She had her major renovation in 2014, and she just came out of another dry dock. She really is one of my favorite ships. We're excited that we're going back to Freeport, Bahamas after, you know, the devastation of the hurricane. Carnival has really stepped up and has been helping. So we're back. People are enjoying. We have lots of shore excursions. But we have also just recently announced that Baltimore is getting a different ship in 2021.
Yes.
Carnival Legend. So it's it hit the news pretty big.
Yeah, it did. And you know, it's nice to change it up.
Right.
And Pride's been there.
About 10 years, I think.
Yeah, and Pride's is having and will continue to have a good run.
Right.
Until the switch takes place. But it's nice to have a newer ship and something different. Because I'll tell you what, Chris, we have a lot of members here in our market, here in Pittsburgh, and our footprint that really, really enjoy the Baltimore.
Right.
Pier, you know, for cruising, because it's only about a 4-hour drive or so. And it's an easy drive, mm-hmm. too. And I'll tell you what, when you head east, you know, on the turnpike or wherever, you know, it's a pretty state that we have.
Right.
You know, when I go out that way, it just reminds me. I know Western Pennsylvania is pretty, but boy, when you start heading out, you know, heading out east,
right.
It's a nice drive. But it's like you said, it's a short 4 hours and it's an easy drive.
Right. And keep in mind when the Pride, she will reposition in Tampa. We have an awesome 14-night repositioning. So it'll start in October. It will start in Baltimore, end up in Tampa, and it'll do a partial Panama Canal. So it'll go through the locks, turn around in the lake, and come back out. Lots of great options there.
Right.
And Legend. So Legend will have some great options as well. But before Legend comes over, she's going to have a great run in Europe. A lot of different itineraries for Europe. If you have any listeners that are interested, give one of our AAA agents a call, because Norway, Ireland, you name it, like Carnival Legend's going there.
Yeah, absolutely. And the number to call is 1-800-354-8761, or visit one of our many branches on any of these cruises. And if you book a 7-night or longer Ocean View or higher stateroom on Carnival Cruise Line between now and Tuesday, November 19th, you will receive a hard shell carry-on piece of luggage, compliments of AAA. Again, the retail value would be $100. And, again, it's new bookings only with a deposit. You have to book by this Tuesday. One piece of luggage per stateroom, and the luggage will be shipped once the final payment is received. So, that's a great kick. And we also have the great member benefits.
Right.
You can ask our agents, on various cruises, whichever one you're looking at, whether you're doing the Caribbean, whether you're going to do the Mexican Riviera, if you want to do Europe, you want to do Alaska, whatever the case might be, they will check and see what kind of offer that we have for our AAA members. And that's one thing, Chris, I'd like to say is thank you. Thank Carnival Cruise Line for such a great relationship that we've had. And I'm so honored and privileged to have that for all these years with you guys, because you guys have been really great partners.
Well, the feeling is really mutual, Tracy. Thank you, too.
Yeah.
So there was one other thing I did want to tell you. Well, I could probably talk a lot longer, but
sure.
Carnival Victory is, you know, we have a big budget. We have a lot of people who sail on Carnival, and not only are we bringing all these new ships out, we have a big budget, actually $2 billion that we're putting into our current fleet. So Carnival Victory will be going through a $200 million renovation as well in the second quarter of 2020, and she will come out as Carnival Radiance. She will also be sailing from New York City next year, and lots of different itineraries as well, including Canada, New England.
Yes, and that's a great itinerary.
It is a great.
That one seems like in the Pittsburgh market, we put that out there, you know, on a specific date, or even if they don't go on our groups or whatever the case might be, they might go on their own. That itinerary is a popular one here.
I think Pittsburgh fills our ship when we go to Canada, New England, which I love.
Yes. Yeah. So now Carnival is going to be up to 27 ships here coming up,
yeah.
Right? And there'll probably be some more on the horizon, right?
So we have Mardi Gras, so that I'll make the 28. And then 2022, we'll have the next Mardi Gras class ship coming out. She'll sail out of Miami. So that's exciting. And we don't even have her name yet.
Oh, not yet?
Nope, not yet. So that'll be coming. But, you know, so many different options for our guests to sail. And if you haven't been on a Carnival cruise in a long time, I think you'd be really surprised.
Well, if you haven't been on it since the 70s, you really, really will be surprised.
Let's just cut to the chase. They wrote the book. I mean, they're the ones who really started the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a fact.
Ted Harrison.
Yeah.
Yeah, he started back when they got the Carnival. It's an interesting, because the first inaugural, wasn't it, in 72, the first cruise was on a sandbar.
Yeah,
it got stranded.
There's a whole fun story about that, but Ted Harrison had the the view. He really wanted to have a value cruise line that people could afford cruising. And they took travel agents out, and it was on Mardi Gras, and it ran aground, and they had Mardi Gras on the rocks, and everybody had the best time ever. So
yep, free drinks were going, they were flowing, and all of that. And to give you an idea, Chris, the listeners, you know, they don't have the visual like Rob, the three of us have, but that was a 27,000-ton ship. Okay.
Right.
27,000 sounds like a heavy ship or a lot of ship. It's not.
No.
And what is it for the new Mardi Gras?
180,000 tons.
Yes, and we have a photo here, the side by side look. It looks. I'll put it to you this way: the older Mardi Gras looks like one of the boats on the ship.
Right.
You know?
It looks like it looks like where the pilot comes in and guides us into the harbor. So.
Exactly. Well, we only have less than a minute to go, okay. Chris. I just wanted to say thank you very much for joining us today and sharing the great news with the new ship of the Mardi Gras. We're looking forward to doing a lot of sales.
Yeah.
At AAA East Central. And thanks again.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me. Thanks, Rob.
Always good seeing you. Give my best to the family, okay?
I will.
All right, listen, until we meet again, go Buckeyes. And
yes.
That's right. You'll be there at that big Penn State game in a couple of weeks. Always good seeing you. And remember, for all of the services, 1-800-354-8761. We're stopping at one of their many offices here in the Tri-State. And more importantly, get that membership because it's a great way to pay big dividends for your family. You can get auto insurance. You can get life insurance. Everything that you need to handle with the Department of Transportation in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And if that's not enough for the holidays fast approaching, don't forget, show your card and save. It's a great way to do some shopping this holiday season. And now for Chris and Tracy, that'll wrap up today's show. But we're not done yet, folks. We come back after Melinda Rota checks the news at noon. We're going to be talking about a number of things, including what's next after what happened in Cleveland. These two teams just weeks away from a return engagement. This time they'll be playing at Heinz Field. Lots to get to. Stay with us. Open Talk, moments away. Rob Pratt Saturday, KDKA Radio.